I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Rent was due this weekend, and San Francisco's emergency legislation could be what's keeping many people in their homes. A judge in the San Francisco Superior Courts is defending that legislation. KLW's Noor Bouzidi has more.
Back in June, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed the COVID-19 Tenant Protection Ordinance. It protects San Francisco residents from being evicted during the coronavirus pandemic. But a coalition of real estate groups filed a lawsuit against the eviction ban. They argued that a ban on evictions is unconstitutional. But on Monday, Judge Charles Haynes of the San Francisco Superior Court said otherwise. Judge Haynes ruled that it does not violate the state or federal constitutions. Rather, he says that the COVID-19 Tenant Protection Ordinance is the city exercising its power to promote public welfare. San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston authored the original eviction moratorium. He made a statement after Monday's ruling. He called the court's defense of the ordinance a resounding victory for vulnerable tenants in San Francisco. The city of San Francisco has been taking lead from the governor's office, which banned evictions, but Newsom's eviction moratorium is scheduled to end September 30th. For KALW News, I'm Noor Bouzidi.
One of the state's two powerful teachers' unions is warning that reopening schools would be, in their words, reckless. The California Federation of Teachers made the comment after Governor Gavin Newsom released details for California elementary schools seeking to reopen with in-person instruction amid the coronavirus pandemic. Guidelines are for public, private, and charter schools seeking permission to resume in-person classes if their county is on a coronavirus monitoring list. The California Association of Private School Organizations says it has seen, in its words, considerable interest in applying for the reopening waivers. County health officers will decide whether to send the applications to the state for final consideration. Premium rates for covered California will only go up by 0.6% on an average in 2011. The state's individual health insurance market released the proposed cost changes yesterday. In the past, increases have been as high as 13%. Covered California says premiums are staying low because of the new state and federal help for consumers and a surge in new signups. Executive Director Peter Lee spoke at a press conference.
We've enrolled many people during our COVID special enrollment period. Those people were healthier than were last year's people signing up.
Rate increases vary depending on where you live. Some counties will see costs rise more than 5%. Covered California has extended open enrollment through the end of August.